Blog Talk Radio.
Live and direct, Blog Talk Radio. Suleiman Bey on the morning drip. Peace and love to y'all. Shalom, assalamu alaikum. Hope all is well out there. We just rolling. We still getting ready this morning, so we just want to tune in and let y'all know I'm here. We're still medicating, getting our minds clear. I'm trying to get this presentation to y'all. I know the Mo's out there listening. I know Buddy Rowe out there missing. Please, Mo, out there in Alabama, man. And the guys out there in Chevron, man. I'm going to give it to y'all, the news y'all can use. That's what this about right here, man. So, yeah, you on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. You feel me? On Blog Talk Radio. And we should go into some things this morning. And I will be... I'm still getting myself prepared. I usually let the music roll for y'all in the morning for a minute while I get myself prepared. But I'm gonna do that as we roll and flow. Y'all all right out there? I'm gonna hope y'all good out there, man. Don't forget to check out my other forums. Check me out in check us out at Legal Empowerment Group 101 .com. That's our website. You go see what all we got in there. We got a lot of do-it-yourself kits and e-books and stuff like that to help you get yourself together, man, get your situation better. Also look us up at supernaturalgalleries.com, the S-Gala. We got the S-Gala token, you know, the NFT, and we got the Supercoin, man. And we giving out plugs, man. We plugging people in, man. It's pre-ITO, man. You got to get up on it, man. Pre-ITO coins, and get in the game and be a part of something, man, when we're going to hit that public forum. So we're doing things like that. And then check out Miss Tay Bay, and she'll be stopping through time to time here with us. She's a representative, a founder of Legal Empowerment Group as well, Miss Tay Bay. So she got the Queen Kitty, feminine hygiene line. And listen, and I don't say this just to be saying this. Listen, guys, go get you some of that. If you got your old model car, man. I'm going to just say it like that. If you got your old model car, you know, you got to get in and pump the gas a few times in the morning, let it warm up before it go. But then it go all day. You know, you got that good gas like that. Hey, man, they got that tightening deal, man, that snapback. My bear witness to that, man, got that snapper. So you had that thing right, man. Go get you some of that, man, some of that queenkitty.net. And that's Queen Kitty with a K, K-I-T-T-Y, queenkitty.net. So. Y'all make sure y'all go pick up some of that and be supportive and then get your girl blessed something, man. And mention you came through to the morning drip of Suleiman Bey, man, so I can get you a discount. Okay, so we supposed to get into some panel discussions this morning. The panel discussion is we supposed to deal with being black. Because say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. That was the thing. Hey, everybody want to be black. Everybody say Black Lives Matter. My question to you is, how can that be so? How can that be so? How can Black Lives Matter when blacks don't have nothing? We got a couple that got some. Blacks don't have nothing. Blacks get disrespected. Blacks get discriminated against on every forum. So what do black lives, what does black represent? Black got a whole culture that's not ours. A whole culture that's not ours that we proud of, that we represent. But it don't belong to us. It's copyrighted by the big old U.S. of A. That's right. That's who you pledged allegiance to. That's who you pledged alliance to. That's who you stood up in the classroom and sung the songs to. My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty and all that. This land is your land. This land is my land and all that. So that's who you pledge your allegiance to. You was trained as from a puppy, you feel me, to be indoctrinated in this slave system. And it's so good and tasty to you now when a brother like your own come around or a sister like your own come around that look like you, that talk like you, that walk like you, that's been through the same thing as you've been through, just like you did your brother Yahushua Jesus, you turn your back on him. You don't want to hear his words. The prophet and messenger is not recognized in their own homeland. Everybody else see them and recognize them first, but their own people. And that's just what we go through. So I went through the same things, going through the same thing, own family, own people. Man, can't even see it. Can't you see I'm the shepherd? Can't you see it, man? Follow me. You feel me? Follow me, the good shepherd. Man, if my example is better than the examples before you, I mean, follow me. You've been following all the other people. You've been following all the other examples. Where have it got you? Man, you on Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey on the morning drip, man. Y'all all right out there? Hey, listen, I think a lot of y'all be, thank y'all for tuning in, man, from all around the globe, man. People be dipping in from Denmark, you know, Australia, China, yeah, different little places like that, man. Let me go on here and check the map, man, so I can make sure I give everybody some little props. They all be stopping through here, man. So that's the kind of stuff that really moves me. I don't care if it's one. I don't care if it's two. I don't care if it's three. You dipping in from all around the globe and getting some conversations, some new stuff that you didn't know. So how did I come to this realization? So I could remember sitting in a prison cell. I can remember sitting in a federal prison cell and being woken up by my brothers to come and speak to them in this frame and fashion, dealing with ourselves, dealing with who are we. Because a lot of people always say, I ain't Moorish, I'm not this. And I listen, I will be remiss to have a show without mentioning the prophet Noah Drew Ali, because everything with people moving on out here and destroying the Roman Empire and causing the London Bridge to fall down is due to the prophet, due to Yahushua coming to our shores again. Everybody waiting for Jesus, but shit, who you waiting for? Because that's a European invention. We don't know nothing about that name. We don't know nothing about name, but we all profess that there's power in the name. Well, then you need to know about Yahushua, because that's what transformed me. See, I followed that Jesus stuff all my life. It didn't give me nothing but subjugation. It didn't give me nothing but the same thing as that flag gave me, stars and bars. That's right, boop, upside my head, stars and behind bars. That's all it got me. All they religion, it didn't give me nothing. It didn't give my mamas nothing. It didn't get their mamas before them nothing, and their parents before them nothing, and they didn't leave us nothing. So why I'm going to hold on to something that don't mean nothing? It ain't even bringing nothing. We got to reprogram ourselves. We got to go in and study. That's what this is about. So that's how I know one came to our shores. That's how I know Yahushua coming in. You're looking for Jesus. Who you looking for? You think you're going to be looking for a body that was here 2,000 plus years ago? Come on. The earth show you that people come and they go. Hell, and the earth show you that the Jesus came, Yahushua came through a man and a woman. Other than that, he couldn't be no example for you. Damn, folks, how you going to tell me about something in here? You a spiritual being. I mean, you got a mama, but you don't got no daddy. So even the temptation is coming to you, you can't feel them like me, because it's something that you got that I don't got. You feel me? That would be everybody's argument. But they done bamboozled and hoodwinked us to believe that, oh, he didn't have no father. But hell, Joseph in there, what Joseph leading y'all in the Bible for? Yeah, they got a whole chapter with his whole lineage in there, along with Mary's. So see, common sense, man. It's not common for everybody. You understand? Because everybody's been tricked. The wool's been put over on our eyes. So Yahushua came again to these shores. How do you know? She said the same people was against me then is against me now. Look at it. Same people was with me then is with me now. Look at the world. You got to look at the times. And who you think Jesus was, what they call Jesus? See, let me give you the frame. Who do you think this man Yahushua was? Where was he from? Do you understand that? Do you read your Bibles? Everybody been claiming the Bible and claiming their religion. Do you know that Yahushua's great-great-grandmother name is Ruth, and she has a whole Bible chapter named after her? And by the way, she was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. Oh, hush your mouth, Suleiman. What did you say? Oh, yeah, she was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. And we all know that nationality, nativity means nativity comes from the natal, comes from the woman. When you trace your nationality, your genealogy, you go through the woman. So if his great-great-grandmama was a Moab, a Moor, what would he be? But you running from being a Moor. Then, if you study history, it's only been two kingdoms, it's only been two world orders, the Moorish Empire and the Europeans, the Roman cross. So what are you in denial of? You want to call it something else? Well, call it something else, but understand your roots. Because when you know yourself, that's how you save yourself. So their whole law is set up on redemption. Hell, Jesus paid the price for the redemption. What are y'all paying for all this stuff for? What are you paying all these bills and stuff for that's already been, a blood sacrifice has already been given? That's what they taught you. So when you go study the UCC and all this stuff and the Secure Party and all that stuff, you'll see that it's based off the law of redemption dealing with the Bible. Oh, the poor Negro, he just been given something and don't even know how to use it for his own salvation, while they've been using it for their salvation here on earth. But Prophet Noble Drew Ali said, we're giving back the Christianity and the church to the Europeans. Yeah, we're giving it back to them, see? But you think that means you're giving away Jesus. You is. You go learn about Yahushua. You go learn about the 18 missing years that's not in your Bible and why they're not in there. Because he was around meeting and greeting and teaching and becoming one. Yeah, because he was showing you the power that's in him is in you. He told you that in your Bible. Yeah, if you believe in me and the work that I do, you can do these things in greater. Wow. Everybody waiting now calling his name, and he telling you could do these things in greater. That means you need to pick up your cross and walk. That means you need to get to it. You need to get industrious and get some of this earth. You feel me? You need to understand what's going on. And, by the way, if you study the McGirt versus Oklahoma case that was decided by the Supreme Court in 2020, you would see that if you're a native, that you're aboriginal, indigenous native to the land, that they can't put you under the Black Codes Law of 1724, sanctioned by the church, what they call law today, that everywhere you bit, bop, and fart, they putting you in jail. That's how they kept us on the plantation. That's how they kept us scared. Everything we did, it was they right there. So we just stayed in one place. That's why we out here. You think that you're free. You think you're moving free. You encoded. Your mind is encoded, your hand is encoded, your feet is encoded. That's the mark of the beast. You acting like them. They pimping us. Yeah, you've been hoarded to the world with our pants sagging. This whole culture is theirs. That ain't our culture. This is something they created because they the ones benefit off of it. If they could pay you $10 million an album to sing, how much they making? If they could pay you $400 million, $40 million a year to dribble a basketball or play football, how much are they making? See, we the dumb people. Yeah, how much are they making? I mean, when you really want to get deep to it, how are they paying you? Where are they getting the money from? Whose land is this? Where are the people? They call the people Indian. All of us, we call ourselves so-called Black. Oh, I got Indian in me, man. Well, go find out what that is, what that means. Because I bear witness that if you Indian, that means you're from India. Now, Black men and women, so-called, your roots go anywhere on this planet. Yeah, because the universe is in you. But I bear witness, this is not India. So if they call the people here Indian, then that's a misnomer. They call them by the wrong name. Because this is not the continent of India. So who are the people that's here? Why are they misnamed? Why are they calling them Indian and saying, well, if the Indian is the people they found here, then they just came here visiting. Because their homeland is India. Who are the real people from here? And why has your name been changed every 10, 20 years? Oh, you went from a Negro. Oh, then you was Black. Oh, then you was colored. Then you was right on Afro-American. Oh, you African-American now. Hey, well, Africa is a continent. And by the way, it's a corporation. That's right, because that's not the indigenous name, the original name of the planet. The earth mass from our people. That's a European invention. That's a corporation. Africa, Somalia, California, Louisiana, Mississippi, all that stuff, Alabama, all that stuff is corporations. State of Alabama. That's why it says state of, something in the middle of that, of Alabama. Now, Alabama State, that's something different. Why you think they got two colleges? Why you think they got Alabama University and Alabama State? Where you think they got Oregon University and Oregon State? Where you think they got Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University? See, you need to understand. Why you think when you went to school and you pledged allegiance and that flag was in your classroom, you had two flags. You had your state flag and you had the United States flag. You pledged allegiance to the state flag. You never asked, you pledged allegiance to the United States flag. You never, of America, you never pledged allegiance to the state flag, but you never asked the question why the other flag was up there. Why are you not pledging allegiance to that, teacher? When you went into the cafeteria to eat through elementary, both flags were flying up in there. When you watch all government news, you see the flags. You see the U.S. flag, and you see other flags. Flags are signs and symbols. Flags tell you things. Flags directs you, just like a sign when you're driving down the road. It tells you, gives you direction, it tells you things. The flag has a whole meaning to it. We just have never been taught that. We have never been taught that because in the Constitution, you and I are written out the Constitution. Yes, in the first very beginning of the Constitution. And listen, folks, for all y'all at home, all y'all listening that's older and you have children out there, that's what this is about. This is about saving your children. You see, this ain't about you fake feeling it, trying to do. No, this is about you putting it away, being on the cool, and putting it away for your children, and educating them so they could be more studious, more wise, more industrious. And you can mean leave a legacy. Our names don't mean nothing right now. That little name you get in the hood, that don't even mean nothing. When you go somewhere, your name ain't like when they say Kardashians, when they say Hiltons or something. You know about an empire. Yeah, when you say certain names and certain family names, that's how you want to be recognized, as an empire of intelligent, industrious people. But we don't have nothing on this earth. Everybody come over here and be industrious and live off of us, off of our ignorance. We're the biggest spenders. Over $1 trillion a year, the biggest consumers. But we're the creditors, and don't even know it. Don't even know it that the whole empire is yours. Don't even know that you at home. This land is your land. This land is my land. That's what they used to have us saying. That old spooky ass shit. That's what they have us saying, that old square shit, man, at school. And we just sucked it up. Mom and them, you better go to school. Man, all my children homeschooled. Man, the ones that I come home, man, they are homeschooled. Anybody in my household, I don't care what age you is, you at homeschooled. Because we're going to teach you more and get you ready for it, get you prepared. That's what that incubator is for when you come out. You put you in the incubator. Yeah, they got to make sure that your body is developed, is ready to prepare for what's in the world. Yeah, so you can be immune. Yeah, so we got to keep our children, our people in an incubator. You feel me? It's a lot of suspect shit going on. Yeah, the tele-eyes vision is in everybody's living room. The phones is in your living room, and they tell the lies. Yeah, you could Google all you want to, man. They tell the lies, man. You got to go pick up and read books, man. You got to go into the archives, the Law Library of Congress and stuff like that, and get you transcripts and stuff from their mouths, because you ain't going to believe your brother, man. I'm just old jive turkey talking to you. You ain't going to believe your brother, man. You didn't believe Jesus. You didn't believe Yahushua when he walked among you. You're not going to believe me. You feel me? All I could do is show, improve, and demonstrate. And by the way, man, listen, when you've been home 2 years and you was gone for a 14-piece and you've been home 2 years and you own two properties outright, when you own a restaurant business, when you own a 26-foot truck with a nonprofit organization that's recognized in 501, the C3, when you have multiple businesses and things going on, then that's an example to look at. That's somebody to look at. When you know where that person came from, that's an example to look at. But when you run from that, then you, and I have to say to myself that it's something inside of them when they don't want to pick up that, when they don't want to follow that. This is my own family. So I understand what we have to go through as so-called blacks, because it starts at home. So in the Article 1 of the Constitution, the United States of America, Article 1 automatically excludes you and I. So listen to the language. Article 1, Section 2, let me give you a portion where it started. It said, representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, 3/5 of all other persons. So the Indians was excluded because they not taxed, right? So you would have been better off being an Indian than these other 3/5, these other people, the 3/5 of all other persons. Well, what is a person? And I give this so much in my lessons. You go back to my archives, and I probably have to say this in every teaching lesson. Person. Because we don't understand what a person is. And we only understand according to Mr. Webster's dictionary and according to how we was taught to study. See, most times when we study a definition, we define the first definition that was given to us. So if they said person, we went to the Webster's dictionary, we look person, and we say, oh, what it said, the first definition. But it might have had 2, 3, 4, 5, especially if you have an unabridged dictionary. If you have an unabridged dictionary, it's in depth. So we take the first thing that's given to us. That's what it shows you. We don't go in depth. See, we on the surface dwellers. So when you hear on the morning gym today with Suleiman Bey going in depth, you got to pull out your dictionaries. You got to study words, language to understand what a person is talking about, or to be over your head or below your feet. So that's what this is about. I'm going to try to bring you up to tune so we can meet eye to eye. All right? So it says three-fifths of all other persons. So we, this is what the person said. Again, before I get to that, too, Article 14 named us persons. That's how the blacks are citizens. Listen, here go Article 14, Amendment 14, 1868, 3 years after they abolished the so-called slavery. It says, all persons, Section 1, all persons, there it go again, born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. See, they made you a citizen. Do y'all know for a person to become a citizen over here, they got to go through nationality. They got to go through the immigration nationality department, and then they got to go, they got to tell what country they from. You know, yeah, you got to be, like, identifiable. You can't just be a mutt. You can't just come over here, I don't have no paper, no paperwork, don't know who you is. Get the fuck out of here. You got to show that paperwork. You got to know who you is. You got to know if you straight. You come from a people, yeah, with a name, a culture, a language, and they know who you are. Yeah, because they could go on the map and say, okay, you from India. Oh, we know with the culture, language, everything over there, all kinds of people. Woo-doo-woo. But you just come from all, hey, man, I'm just a black, and that's nothing that's never been created before. They'll tell you to get out of here. So that's why we get treated the way. That's why they can shoot us down and the police and stuff get off, because you're copyright property. Because it says all persons born or naturalized, they made you a citizen. Everybody got to, everybody else that come over here got to go through the department. They got to go through the proper departments, and they got to be screened and allowed, except you and I. We just made a citizen. So here we go. Fourth person. This is according to Black Law Dictionary. I'm in the seventh edition. I got this one because it has a constitution in the back. I recommend you get that for your families at home. The seventh edition, Black Law Dictionary abridged, Brian A. Garner edition. And when you go in there, you got the, like I said, it has the constitution in the back. And you click out of this stuff here. So I get back over here where we at. Put that out. Okay. Bam. Get back that to y'all. Let's see. Shit, I'm so game goofy on some of this stuff, man. I'll open it up there. Alright. Bam. Okay. Bam. I'm coming to y'all. I'm just kind of slow. The computer's running slow. Okay, so person. Here we go. A human being. Okay. That's one. All right. I don't know why my computer tripping over here today. Okay, one, a human being. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Listen. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay. So, again, did you just hear that? Again, I'm going to read it to you again. Person, one, a human being, okay? Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Okay. Now, when we go down, it says artificial person, juristic person, natural person, moral person. They got different persons, right? So when you go down to artificial person, it says an entity such as a corporation, wait a minute, created by law. Listen to the language, created by law, and given, listen to the language, and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being, real or imaginary, who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being, also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person. Ain't that a bitch? Bleep. That's what they did, bleep it out. They don't bleep here. That's what that is. So you got two kinds of persons right there. You got a natural person, which would be a human being, and then you have an artificial person, which would be an entity, which they give rights. So that means corporations. Now, so if you're familiar with the movie Ted and Ted 2 with the little brown bear who was talking shit, swallowing spit, yeah, who was humping, yeah, he was smoking herb, yeah, he had a whole little lifestyle going on. Yeah, you know old Ted and his old buddy. Yeah, they was doing the thing, right? Until that day, Ted had his day in court, just like all the other little brown bears in the basket do. Right, you get your day before the old judge. Yeah, and the judge told Ted to sit his black ass down, that you're the artificial person created by us. we give you these rights and privileges, and we'll take them from you at whim, and you're not a real person. Case closed. That's what you and I are when you fall under that. It's simple as that. They put it right in front of you and made you laugh, and they took you straight to the bank. They told you about the 14th Amendment citizen, because that's what Ted is and was and forever will be. Negro, blacks, and coloreds, NBC. That's what the prophet said. You are not Negroes, blacks, and coloreds. Did you proclaim? Now, in this day and age, you have to proclaim who you are. You have to be recognized by your own nation and the nations of the earth. So you understand that we was here 10,000, 12,000 years before European even stepped foot over here. Study that. We was here 10,000 to 12,000 years before the Europeans stepped foot over here, civilized. This is the old world. If nobody ever told you that, go study. This is the old world. Go study people like Dan Calloway, YouTube and stuff like that. Go study people, man. Go study history. This is the old world over here. We're over here civilized. Why do you think the majority of the pyramids on this earth is over here in this hemisphere, in the northern hemisphere from South America on up? Up and down in Mississippi, we had mound pyramids. Yeah, we trapping, man. We trap on the rivers, man. That's why we dredge the rivers and all that stuff. That's why you could travel from the East Coast all the way to California, man, to Khalifa, man, and go grab the gold and all that. Yeah, we was trapping up and down the streams, man. Yeah, going through the Grand Canyon, all that architecture. They keep you out of them monuments and stuff like that, and the waterfalls and the monuments, stuff like that, because your relics are there. You feel me? When you see the big basalt heads down in Southern America and all that stuff, that's you. That's you with the big lips and the big nose. That's you. Yeah. So, like I said, if you study the McGirt versus Oklahoma case where they overturned the state of Oklahoma, McGirt made them overturn every case. State, federal, don't make no difference, man. If you're a native, you have to overturn the case, man. The Supreme Court said, man, they're not subject to that jurisdiction. And people are natural. And people that all got land set aside for them here, they're not subject to that. Now, that case has implementations for every state. Because if you recognize one of the five civilized tribes, Cherokee, Choctaw, y'all know it, all the five tribes, if they recognize, shit, it's in your blood. It's in your blood. Stop bullshitting on the phone. Stop searching up the wrong thing. Let's start doing our DNA searches. And then not your DNA searches, just your history. You can't believe these people's DNA tests. All you got to do is go inside of yourself. Study your people. Study where they was at. See, these people was allowed to come into our houses and do census. They was allowed to determine who is who. They were the ones that took away our names in 1774 and put these black names on us, these black codes on us, blacking us out of history. You feel me? We just bite on it now. We just believe everything that they tell us. But it's not true, folks. I bear witness to that. I bear witness to that. You see, you got to go out on faith. But first, you got to study. See, you can look and see what other people doing, and you say, oh, man, that ain't this and that. But, yeah, you ain't going to never know unless you study. You can even know one that know, and you still could be like, damn, I see that. But if you don't study, you won't know. That's why the prophet said, man knoweth not by being told. If man must know, he must be what he know. That's the only way you can know something. Nobody can tell you anything. You got to know it for yourself because you got to go investigate what somebody tell you the first to see if it's truth. So that's what this is about, and I bear witness to that. I got my Moors listening right now. She came home at the same time, or they came home before me. I bear witness. I see now. I bear witness that. Yes, sir. I bear witness that. No checking in. That was done 3 months after I dipped out. Yeah, I just turned away, walked away. Sent them a notice and seen how the game go and went out on faith. If you grab me, you grab me. Got people out here working. She put down my demonstration and just kept moving, kept putting people on notice. I ain't worried about it. They respond back to my notice. You got to understand law and contract law. I put you on lawful notice. I got it certified, verified. I got evidence of it. I got proof of it. I got proof of the filings in your system, from county recorders to state recorders. I got filings of who I am and who I'm not. And that's how you distinguish a real person from a fake person. So everybody tell me, I'm real. No, you're not. You're fake. You're artificial. You're just like Ted. And you're going to have your day in court where they're going to send you away and you're going to go pay them people and go do your time. And so for the crime they say that you did, at the black crime. When really you free, you ain't even you're non-taxable, non-obligatory with taxes. So look at the second person. As we was on that note, the second person is natural person. Look what it says in the Black Law Dictionary. Natural person, a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Hold on. Say that again, Suleiman Bey. Slow it down to them. You know some of them kind of slow. You know some of them from the South, they like to listen to that. What's it called, that music called? What's it called? They slow it down, babe. They chopped and screwed. Let me chop and screw it for you. Natural person. A human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. Right, official person is created by law, and you got to distinguish that. In the United States over here, everyone is presumed or assumed to be an artificial person called a U.S. citizen. See, but if you don't refute the fraud, then you don't put them on notice and blast and tell them, I am not that, I'm a natural person, then you will salute and submit to the ordinance, statutes, and codes that are created for corporations only. You will pay the tax codes that are created for corporations only. But I bear witness, I don't. I bear witness, I won't. Now, if you're in business, you got, of course, you got to pay taxes. If you go into business, if you go into the public side of their system instead of being on the private side, and the public side, of course, even in the private side, there's some things that you can't get around of if you're in certain realms. You got to know how to play it. But I'm talking about you're being personally responsible, personally liable for the damages of a created fiction, which is your image and likeness, what they've been using. See, they've been using your image and likeness as a straw person, as a transmitting public utility to do business and commerce, because corporations can't talk and do business with a natural person. They're created on paper only. They have authorized representatives. So that's what you are. You have to be an authorized representative for that same entity. That's what they've been doing. You've just been a beneficiary. Now you have to put yourself in another position now. Instead of being a beneficiary, now you're going to control the situation, and you allow them to be a beneficiary and to uphold the codes for you. See, that's what this is about. This is about just changing the thing over. Oh, hold on. Let me see, man. Let me see if I can get y'all in over here, man. Let me see if I can get some O's in. Y'all can hear me over there?
What up, Mo?
Buddy Rose. Man, I hear you, man. You live and direct on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Islam, Mo.
Islam,
man, you know, I was telling the people, man, I was telling my girl and them all the time, man, when I was starting to do the show, man, telling them about you, man. I like my guy, man, you know, from the Bama, man, he used to call me in. Hey, Mo, put me on, man. Roll you one up, man. Go on ahead and talk to the guys, man. We be sitting around just chopping it up, man. Just saw this vision, man, just elaborate and give our people what they want to hear, you know, some stuff they need, bro.
Yeah.
I think I lie for you.
You know, I love to hear you talk. But I know you're going to give
me
knowledge. So that's why I ain't had no problem pulling that thing out and let it blow our wig back.
Yeah, man. Because that's what this is about, bro. We got to educate ourselves and our youth, man. So we them boys, man. We talk it all the time. You know, we tell everybody in the world, but the image we portraying ain't ours. Because we not in power. See, we the gods of this planet, bro. We the kings and queens, the royal ones. But we in a position of servitude. Even the ones that's eating, we being fed by somebody else. You feel me? Everything on our table, we got to depend on them to give it for us, even if we go work for it, because they give it to us. But really, we the gods. This our land, bro. Everybody got a piece of this earth and it's their own. So all the resources that's under the land that's being raped and pillaged from the land is ours, bro. We got royalty interest to that, bro. That's how they've been getting us. See? That's why they gave you a social security number and a birth certificate and all that, bro. Those are instruments that show that they done put you in bondage, bro. You got to use that. You got to go take them tools and use them tools to sue them, to sue the corporation, your whole family, bro. That's what y'all guys got to do. You're a class action lawsuit. You don't care if your family on crack. Hell, we done all kinds of drugs in our life. You don't care what their position is. That ain't for you. They got a birthright and an heritage, bro, and a part of this land. Your ancestors' blood is soaked in this land, bro, that they call Indians, bro. They done raped us, cut us open, wide open, doing all kinds of stuff to us, bro, and we just sitting around here not trying to claim what's ours. This ain't about having hatred to no European or no what we call white people and none of that. Nah, this is about understanding who we are and loving ourselves in kind and having unity in our community and building up and getting with ours until the corporations get on out of here. They got to pay our debt, bro.
All right.
It's plenty people. Hey, Mo. It's plenty people they recognize. Yeah.
I got a brother here listening. I met with him real hard. I told him I'm going to plug him in on everything that we got going on.
That's right, bro. That's what it's about. So we doing, we just trying to move it all, man, you know. Business formation. And forming.
All he shaking his head like, yeah, he know what he's talking about. Yeah, he know
what he does. Yeah, we got to start listening. It's cool, you know, you go, y'all go to work, but you got to use that as a mean to an end. You got to start doing better and understanding stuff and start getting away for that. Just like you go to work and then they take taxes for it. Man, they got the forms to show you, right? You volunteered to pay taxes with a W-2W, whatever they call it. That's a voluntary withholding agreement. That's what the name of it is to say it. Voluntary.
I was just telling him about that. I said, goddamn, we're going to get it together. We're going to get it before we don't pay no taxes.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to. They don't let you know that. But we just been tricked to think that, you know, everything is what it is. That's what they indoctrinated us with the public education.
Hey, Mo.
Yes.
I want to get my partner to give you a scenario that they were talking about earlier today. And I want you to tell what you were talking about earlier. When y'all were talking about that, when you were reading the thing off the thing, he was talking about how this man is Shem's land, the generals of the Negroes.
The who?
So Shem from the Bible.
Yeah. And they were saying
we were talking about how America is Shem's lot, and the Negroes are the progenitors of Shem.
Yeah, we're on the Hamathites, man. Yeah, we the ones inhabited this hemisphere before anybody. We the ones paved the way for anybody to come over here before our Indian cousins came over here. The people that they call Indians, then the Canaanites. The Moabites was the first one. The Hamathites from the Moors was the first one to break ground over here in this hemisphere. We paved the way for the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Indians and all them people to come. But we had already broke bread over here. So, yeah. So that's how they erased us out. They try to erase us out the biblical, so we don't understand all the names and the terminology. So that's all that is. So it's all about, man, listen. If y'all have your status corrected, you'll see the so much difference in the treatment that you get. You know, you'll see the scorn, but you'll see the treatment and the difference you get. You'll really be saluted, like, because you will really be on Constitution. Like, when you are Moor, when you a lawgiver, that's why they overthrew the Moors in 1492, because these brothers and sisters uphold the law, the Constitution. It's fair and square for everybody. It's equitable for everybody. Everybody has a position. Nobody's held down and held back. Everybody is enlightened. We brought Europe out of the darkness in the Renaissance, out of the Dark Ages. We enlightened them. You know, we had irrigation and marble enlightened when they was in the darkness. Yeah, we was barbecuing. What you think Maury Gators is? That's the word Moor. That comes from us. The alligator is not indigenous to the European land. Yeah, we was rocking those that year way before anybody was. All this stuff is stolen legacies, man. And we just over here the sleeping giants. And you know we giants because everybody follow us in our foolishness. Everybody. Our culture is not ours, but everybody follow it. Everybody follows our culture, and it's copyrighted. The United States of America is the ones who benefit off of it. See, our ancestors is the one who was the first government that was over here. The people that they slaughtered, that they got rid of, that's the government. That was your ancestors that they were slaughtering and got rid of that government. But that government is sanctioned inside the Constitution. That's why in the Constitution it tells you that. It tells you that all the contracts before this was part of the Confederation and is a part of the United States Constitution. All the treaties are a part of the Constitution because all those things are what allow these people to do business over here. So your ancestors went into a treaty compact with these people to do business over here, but this your land. The quicker you wake up and recognize that, the quicker you could just do business and go on about your business and don't have to worry about being taxed and all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I do the same driving as y'all do. Y'all got a license in y'all pocket more than likely. Y'all got a license from whatever state you're from. When they pull you over and they ask for license and registration, the first thing you do is you give it to them because you under their jurisdiction. Your license say you are. It got their seal on it. The state of Alabama, that's the seal. Bam, you under every statute, code, and a law that they created for corporations. Wear a seatbelt. You got to turn on your blinker. You can't even go to grandma's house without that on. Who did you hurt and violate for not wearing a seatbelt? Who did you hurt and violate for driving 100 miles per hour? It don't matter what you could do. The law is for when you do hurt somebody that it could be repaired. See, you paying a taxation and don't even know it for some corporate stuff. But me, I could drive 100 miles an hour, and they pull me over and start talking that violation shit. I'm going to tell them, listen, man, that jurisdiction, that shit you talking, I'm not under that. Here's who I am in conjunction to who you are. Thank you for the warning, and I'm going to give them my seals with my credentials, with my government. And long as I ain't harm nobody, it's no law, it's no crime, because guess what? You got the right to face your accuser. Who you going to face for speeding? The police can't give you the ticket and come and be the jury against you. That's crossing the other government level. That's what the Constitution forbids. How he gonna give you the ticket then go come right against you? He worked for the corporation. Mm-hmm. You see? Yep. See? So, but when I get pulled over and I got my stuff, they say, okay, well, you know I got to give you a ticket. Okay, I know you do. I'm going to write what I write on there. You know I'm going to write on there, Mo. All rights reserved without recourse. I'm going to write that on there, and I'm going to send it on in to them people within the first 3 days with my writings on there, and ain't going to never hear about it again. I'm going to send the police a notice. I'm going to send the police a notice for a violation warning for giving me a ticket after I told him that I wasn't under their jurisdiction. I'm going to send it with his name, his badge number to his police department with my seal on it. Boom, I'm going to send the court before they even think about getting jurisdiction. I'm going to send them a veerman to jurisdiction, letting them know that they're not an Article III Constitution Station court to stand down and don't even get in the way, and you'll never hear nothing about it. See, that's why they overthrew the Moors, because they couldn't extort the people for all these. Man, they're giving billions and billions of dollars for sending people to prison and pulling you over and doing all this. Just imagine if all of us people that's black, if all the people that's black really are the, say that they tell you, okay, all the people that are colored, melanated, are the original people here. They have to pack up and go home, bro.
Yep.
They corporation couldn't that's exist to do business no more.
Who went claim this money?
Yeah, so the people you see balling out on the TVs and stuff, the people you see, the Moors and stuff, who balling out and stuff, and the people who doing stuff, a lot of them won't tell you that they secure parties, that they didn't took these people to court, that they didn't got they birth certificates transferred where they in control of the commerce system now, where you ain't paying for stuff. They ain't told you that, see? But that's what's going on. You could control that stuff, bro. You could put that stuff on record, and, bro, you could allow them to keep doing what they're doing, and you could pay off all your bills and debts and stuff, bro, and learn how to start moving and moving instruments yourself, bro, and live. That's what I'm learning more of doing, bro. I just send me my bills to them. Yeah. I accept it for value and send my bills in to them, bro. Every one of them that come, bro, I send them in to them, bro. I don't care what it is, card notes, whatever it is, bro. I send it in them, bro. I'm doing different demonstrations as we talk, where to discharge stuff fully, where to pay stuff off as we speak. Yeah, it's a game, bro. It's a game. And once you know it, then you understand what the American dream is. The American dream been off our black dumbasses. We think we so hip and slick with everybody coming over here living off of us. Everybody who come over here, foreigners, you know what they do? They gift a birth certificate to the United States Treasury at a value. They put a value on it, let's say $100 million. They put a value on it, and they gift it to the United States Treasury for $100 million at an interest rate for, let's say, 50 years. And they get the principal is theirs, the interest is theirs, and they give them the principal. But they're the holder in due course. And they let the United States do business, and that's why the Arabs, the Chinese, and everybody been setting up shop in our community since we was young. They all been owning gas stations, liquor stores, nail salons, everything except us. We the ones spending it, everybody's shit all these years. They come over here, and we don't wonder how they doing it.
and we the big dummy. We the one got a birth certificate and the same thing as them, and we acting for benefits. Let me get a welfare check. Let me get some food stamps. Oh, can I get a credit card? Oh, can I get this? Can I get that? You begging for shit that's already yours. They taking it out of your land, because the land is your resource, and they set up a trust on this land. But the prophet already has set a trust up on this land with all the resources in it. That's why the Moors who know doing good. Yeah, so call it what you want. The prophet set up a trust, and he went to Cuba. When he went to the Cuba to the Pan American Conference in Cuba, he put them on notice, and they gave him all the demonstrations to the land. That's how he knew when he went over to Mecca. When he went over to Mecca, and they told him and whispering in his ears and told him who we was. That's why he was blessed to come back and tell us we're not Negroes, that we the originators, that we the ones. He told us that we're the founders of Mecca and the modern-day Morocco. So if you know, this is the United States of Morocco, look it up. They didn't take it off the book to the 50s. Go look it up. Go look it up and find out if the United States is in Morocco.
Yeah.
Public information, man. United States is in Morocco, man. This used to be called the United States of Morocco until 1957. Go look it up. Go find out and tell if I'm telling the truth. Go see if Suleiman Bey knows something. Yeah, we just been asleep over here. We never been taught nothing in school. We wasn't even taught the Constitution. How you ain't taught the Constitution? The Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
I
just
got you telling them that. I was just telling them that, where that comes from. They ain't taught us nothing about who we is.
Bro, the Constitution, listen, it tells you right here, for all those out there listening, Article 6 of the United States Constitution said, this Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in the pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. That means if your laws of your state ain't lined up with this, it's bogus. And it said every judge in every state is bound to this. This is the supreme law of the land, and every treaty made and ones before this is made. Part of this, bro. So you got to understand that. The Confederation. What is the Confederation? The Confederation was our ancestors. That's what they called the Indian, the chief. That's what you call a prehistoric king back in the day, the chief. They would pow out and doing these treaties with. Those are our ancestors. That's the government that was over here. That's the government that got overthrew, but that's the real de jure government. See? They got a pseudo government going over here. It's bogus. Bro, why y'all think the police is only in our communities? When you cross the tracks to the white folks, the police don't be over there. Who you think they would protect and serve? They protect and serve the corporate interest to keep your black ass in check, to keep you in the bounds of what they taught you. The sheriff is the only real law. Why you think all our life, all the old movies, you can watch Andy Griffin, all the old movies, all it was sheriffs. Bob Marley talk about, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy, the sheriff. Where do these police come from? They hired. That's why they hired. So what that means? They're hired mercenaries. That's why they could kill you in the streets and don't get nothing done from it. The only sanctioned police officer, the real law, guess what they is? I'm going to say it to you in Arabic language. Sharifian. They always tell you about, did you hear about the Sharifian law? You know what that translates to in English? The sheriff. Sheriff is the only elected official. If you got a problem, you go get it signed and sealed. You do an affidavit. The sheriff come out there and take you off the land and come out there and sign and serve the warrant. If the sheriff ain't serving the warrant, it's bogus.
Yeah.
If the sheriff ain't been a part of it, that's right. See, we don't know that. The regular police, them hire mercenaries, man, to keep you in check. They're bogus. So when I get pulled over, if they ain't the sheriff, if they don't know Constitution, oh, I already tell them, man, you ain't got no jurisdiction. You got to call the sheriff out here. Somebody who know Constitution law. We didn't know that. We wasn't taught that. That's why that other flag was in the classroom. That was that Constitution flag, but they didn't want to teach us about that. But both of them was in the class. Both of them was in the cafeteria all our life. Yep. Yeah, being Moor is somebody, man. Don't let nobody fool you that. Being a part of your ancestor heritage, being a part of your native, knowing who you are as a native around here, if your ancestor were Choctaw, Cherokee, y'all down there in the stretch. We down here where they grabbed us. This all our land, bro. The 3630. The Confederate States. The democracy state. We are talking about we democracy. That's the Confederate state. Then the one they took over the land. This is the land where they took over. This is the Moorish Dominion right here. The 13 states they overtook, that was the Moorish Dominion. That was the Moabs that we had civilized over here before anybody was here. Now, we ain't seeing the whole part of the United States, but we got our ancestors came. This is where we civilized. That's where they took it. That's what the wars was about. That's what all the Indian wars about. That was our ancestors' blood, bro. So you doing a disservice to yourself and your kin when we don't go back in ourselves and find out who you are and put these people on notice and blast them and sue them and go back so you can be recognized. When you go pull up in Google the recognized nations, Indian so-called nations in the U.S., and you can see all these names now that's different from before. You can see names like yours. They're going to have add-ons to it, more ale or different stuff that the United States recognize now as natural people. You ain't paying taxes, free education, health care. Yeah, they take everything. They taking out the land. You're getting a royalty check for. They got casinos. You're getting a royalty check for. They lending people money. You're getting a royalty check for back off the interest. All you got to be doing what you got to work for. All you got to do is have your land, get your 40 acres plus in your mule times your whole family. Y'all go out there, civilize yourself, do industry, build and grow stuff, get back to that, and feed the rural righteous. You got to work for. What y'all working for, man? It's about to create. That's all you got to do is create. So that's what it started doing. Start coming out of this, man. Start creating. You start off by putting them on notice. You, the W-2 could be terminated. It's a voluntary agreement. You could put a termination form in to terminate it. You could sign a slip to let the employer off the hook so the IRS won't tax him for you not being taxed by him. You could write him a letter because some of them don't want to be taxed. And you can write them a letter showing that, hey, you offered me this form, and I don't want to withhold it. That way he won't be taxed. They allow you to keep working. That way you don't have to be worried about massa kicking you off the plantation. Yes, sir, it's ways to do everything. And then you'll see like, damn, but you got to move out on faith. If I came home and just sat back and was like, damn, man, I know all this stuff. Cause first, that's how I was like, damn, what I'm going to do, damn. Then I was just like, man, Mo, you know this stuff. You got to move on it. After three months out, Mo, I never looked back. Came home in July, August, and October. I packed my bags to Texas and never looked back. That's right, from checking in and everything, man. So I got a credit repair company. I got a business formation company. We do all that, man. We get the credit repair quick. 30, 45 days, get that shit swept up off of there. What? Think I'm playing? Test me and try me out. Check us out, man. We're on Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey, man, the Morning Drip, man, live and direct, man. Got the guys on from Alabama, man. Hey, I want y'all to don't forget to check out to the website, Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. And we got the supernaturalgalleries.com. We got the S-Gala, the NFT, the token, and we got the Super Gala coin. And you could get the Super Gala coin. You can spend like $100 and get like 10 million of them because we're going to blow them up later. And then we got the S-Gala token right now. It be fluctuating. It ain't public right now. It's private. But you can wake up some morning, it might be $30 a coin. Sometimes it be $90 a coin. And when we go public in the next 4 months, when we go public, it's going to be worth something to you. So right now, anybody who's listening, if you tap in, man, and, hey, buddy, you get a guide. You tap in the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com, leave your information, and you set up the trust wallet. They got the trust wallet out there at your app store. It's a white shield with blue around it. Whoever downloads the trust wallet, I'm going to send you 100 feet tokens. I'm going to send the listeners 100 feet tokens to put in your wallet, and we will be going public with them within the next four to six months, man, and you will have you a nice amount of change in your pocket, man, on us, man. So it's called the S-Gala coin, supernaturalgalleries.com, the S-Gala, Sam Gary Allen, Larry Allen, S-G-A-L-A. So, yeah. Hey, man, listen, man, we on the closing, man. We got a few more minutes before we close down, man. If y'all got anything y'all want to say or add, man, I appreciate you for sliding through, buddy, for real, bro.
I'm going to slide through every morning. Jimmy Mo.
That's what we going to do, man. Yeah, yes, sir, man. You lied.
I got some people who would love to listen at you.
Okay, man. You left it, like
I said. That's all we holler at work, yo.
Right. And like I said, you tell the guys, tell your people, tell your followers and your listeners, man, to go to LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's our website, man, for the guys and girls. The lady got the feminine hygiene stuff, research, and all the stuff. Okay.
Hold on.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sliding through, man.
See you all tomorrow.
And all right. Peace and love to you, man. The listeners, man. I appreciate y'all.
Hey, Mo.
Yes, sir.
Mo. Hey, you on tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll
once
be on here
tomorrow. Same
hey,
time,
take the other information that I need to put to my followers on now. Take it to me.
All right.
Peace and love. Legal empowerment. Take that to me so I can go look it up and get on that.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, Mo. Love you.
All right. Love you too, Mo. Peace and love. Okay, yeah, so that was a demonstration, man. That was one of the guys, man. And one of the guys, man, you know, put me on to doing this blog talk stuff when we was incriminated, man. When we was wrongfully kidnapped, man, by the system had kidnapped us. A lot of times y'all think that your family members have been owed justice, and a lot of them need to get off the streets. A lot of them, that saved them. A lot of people got saved and rescued from getting out the street from them drugs or somebody killing them or killing somebody. And that aspect I understand. But that place ain't for nobody. That place is a kidnap. That place ain't nothing but the plantation. The 13th Amendment says, let me read you the 13th Amendment. Let me show you how slick and hip they is. Let me give you the 13th Amendment before the 14th Amendment that made you a citizen. This is how they did it. The 13th Amendment says, 1865, this is the so-called Free the Negro Clause, huh? Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Section 2 says, Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. For all the brothers and sisters and families of brothers and sisters incarcerated, and you waiting on Congress for some legislation to free your black ass, that's who the one got you. That's the new slave owner. It just told you right there. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, exists in the United States. And then the Section 2 says Congress shall have power to enforce this article by what? Appropriate legislation. That means they create the legislation, the laws that's going to enforce this. So they criminalize in everything you do to put you back on the plantation. And any of y'all know when you go on the plantation, especially in the state, you're working for free. You go to feds, they might give you a couple of dollars. You feel me here and there. But you're working for peanuts. You're working in these industries that they're making millions and millions of dollars of, creating army stuff, materials, furniture, all kinds of stuff. So it's a modern-day plantation. You're running the whole plantation, only 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 COs in the whole building, 20 staff with 1,000 people. And then that's modern-day slavery. So you think something's going on. The water's bad, contaminated, lead, old stuff, asbestos, black mold, rodents, windows cracked, all kinds of stuff going on. You think people being saved, but they're not. They're being harmed. They're coming out of there with conditions. They come out of mental conditions for being housed like that with artificial light and stuff. Come on now. We got to fight to shut this stuff down. It's wrong. It's criminal. For one, they arrested the people under false pretenses as being black. There's no such thing a person as black under the earth. Only black flag they got at the United Nations is for roaches, and that's what they consider as ass. So listen, I came in peace. I definitely will leave y'all in peace. I thank you for coming to me, following me on this forum. Man, let your people know about Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Let your people know about Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. If you need credit repair, I'm talking about quick sweeps, 30, 45 days. I have stuff removed. I don't care if it's a student loan. I don't care what kind of collection it is. We'll get it off. Yeah, I don't know about that. If you need business formation, how to get your business started, not talking about a business that you've been running for 14 years and can't get no money. I'm talking about fundability, where you could get funded with just having a paper game, where you could be just like me, have a paper game, and even got to have no been functioning, and you could get paid, because that's how this thing is run. It's running off credits and debits, dealing with paper transfers. So listen, thank you for hollering at me, Suleiman Bey, on the Morning Drip. Don't forget to follow us at our forums, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and SupernaturalGalleries.com for your NFT. And your tokens and coins. I thank y'all. Peace and love. God is love. God is peace, man. I thank y'all for coming through. I thank you for this opportunity that I have. And I thank y'all for coming from all over, Denmark, Australia, China, all the in-between places. If I miss you, I'll get you next time, man. But I thank y'all. I want y'all to slide back through again. on the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Peace.